Now that we are in our Q&A mode, you know how to enter. Press star 6 and then 1. I'd love to hear from you. And early in the call is always the best time for conversations while we're waiting for everyone to arrive. But for everyone, welcome. This is Sunday, October the 5th. And I am just enjoying a beautiful beginning of autumn down here. I've looked at pictures across the internet for different places, and oh my goodness, some places are already getting snow. It doesn't much feel like fall down here, but it does feel extremely pleasant. And the change of the season is always an invigorating time, because it stimulates in us the desire for new viewpoints, new perspectives, new activities, things we might want to do a little differently, putting away our summer whites and bringing out our longer pants and at least a few sweaters to put on at night, even if it's not all that cold yet. And these changes are really invigorating. I think that one of the things that has happened in our world that is so full of stressful change is we have forgotten about the simple, positive changes that we've always enjoyed. And let's just enjoy these simple, positive changes, whether it's getting the plumbing ready for winter or just taking a trip to see the autumn leaves. And having perhaps a little different menu on the table for the autumn season, other than what we would have for summer, taking a brisk walk in cooler air. Enjoy the positive, welcome, invigorating changes. You know, one of the things we have an opportunity to learn from all of these extreme changes in the world is the simple lesson that not all of them have anything to do with us. We are still a passenger in this spaceship called Earth, and we are in our own traveling compartment with our own companions, friends, purposes, lifestyle, destiny, preferences in living and goals for living, and everything that you came here to do is still valid. If it weren't, you would leave this world. You know, everything that was valid for you to do is still valid. Do it. And don't worry about the changes that are going on. And yes, the wars are heating up in certain places and certainly dominating the news. But isn't that what the news has always been about? Hasn't it always been about crisis and challenge and conflict? That sells newspapers. And it gets people worried enough to read the newspapers. I would suggest you read the newspaper of your life and check in with where you are inside your life. What needs attention? What needs expansion? What needs enhancement? If there are some critical things in your life, address them. Take care of them. And don't hold back thinking, well, tomorrow would be a better time to do this. Maybe things will clear up in the world a little better. The world has nothing to do with you, or you with it, in the sense that you should give it permission to determine what you do with your life. People are living their lives. You live your life. If you need to spend more time in prayer and meditation, then do it. If you need to take a walk every day, do it. If you need to call a friend, do it. And just because pressures are coming down on you, tell them to wait. Remember, this is your passage through life. Make it one you want to have. Make it one you will enjoy. Cultivate happiness as your way of life. And I have just sent out the announcement for our next seminar. Actually, it will be our only study webinar for this fall. or new study webinar. We're doing the extension course right now. And then for those of you, our blessing givers, who want to become teachers in late November or early December, I haven't got the dates exactly, we will be having a blessing teachers online webinar to certify new teachers in offering the blessing. So we will have a busy fall, but there's only one that's going to be presented as an in-depth study course of new material. And that is all about balancing life to achieve the happiness you want and deserve. And this is a really, really important subject, especially for us to take on right now, because with all the variables in life, all the things changing, it's all the more important that we learn how to balance our life between quantities and quality. Never before was it easier to have all kinds of stuff in your house, acquire all kinds of stuff on eBay or other discount markets or Amazon, or and have them delivered free to your door and get the best prices in the world. Never been easier just to acquire stuff. And we bring stuff in thinking it's going to enhance our life or solve our problems, and we find out, well, you know, I might have done without it. And now that I have it, where am I going to put it? What am I going to do with it? It's a little bit like the farmers 100 years ago or 200 years ago when land was so cheap. They just would homestead more and more and more, or buy more and more and more when it was a dollar an acre or even less, 50 cents an acre. They would buy all they could thinking, well, tomorrow I will develop it. But tomorrow only brought taxes and problems and range wars and encroachments and all the things they couldn't manage. Quantities did not bring the answer. We manage the quantities of our life with the quality that we can inject into those quantities. And when our quantities exceed what we can qualitatively manage, we fall out of happiness. That is, we fall out of sustainable happiness. And in this world where there's an easy fix for everything, we have a frequent confusion between serotonin elevation, which we can get by doing something exciting or seeing an inspiring movie, reading an inspiring book, or having a rah-rah experience, having a beautiful experience skiing down a mountain. Oh, the serotonin is just so, so high. Or we have adrenaline rushes. Well, what's on the other side of these hormonally engineered is, what's the other side of them is a downer. And we have our Blue Mondays. We have moments when we wonder about, well, how in the world could I ever get this again? For so many people, life is an up and down. It's a seesaw. We have our happy moments, then we lose them and wonder how we ever got them. It's amazing how fragile our consciousness be with regard to the overall subject of happiness. And so that's what we're going to look at in our new webinar. And I brought up that subject because it's very much on my mind. I'm already creating the classes for that, and I know that it will make a huge difference in your life. Is there anyone who wants to talk today and ask for a blessing or bring up subjects or issues in your life or express your experiences with Christ's blessing? While I'm waiting for that, I'll just tell you something about actually the way this works. We do have a caller, and I'll get back to explaining the way this works. Hi there, you're on. Hello,
me?
You're on.
Glenda, is that me, Jean Marie?
It is Jean Marie.
Oh, hey, thanks. Hey, I just wanted to ask our blessing givers to... and us today to include a friend, May Lebo, that that was in a car accident a few days ago. Anyway, that's it. I just want her to be included in the hearts and minds of all of us. She's actually doing well. They had a couple of surgeries today. So, yeah, that's it.
Okay, her name's on my list, Jean Marie. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Glenda. Bye for now.
Yes. And so if anybody else wants to come in, ask for a blessing or express your gratitude for one or just ask how it works. I'll just get started on what I was going to say because it's important every so often to bring back in how this works because we always have new people on the blessing call. It's conveyed from the love of God through the heart of Christ with the expression of love and the spirit of love that is brought by the Holy Spirit. And this conveyance is brought through your whole body, heart, soul, and being to activate all of the positive potential within your body, heart, soul, and being. You know, in the process of living and adapting to life and to situations like the one that Jean Marie just described, could be an accident, could be a critical event or a deep emotional loss that we've had, we can adapt to challenging, damaging, or negative realities, thinking that we need to adapt in order to survive. As a matter of fact, the history of organic life on this planet has considered that to be true. I will survive if I can adapt. And an interesting thing about that is that most of the really challenging, deep Earth adaptation was completed before humanity arrived on the scene. And yes, I do believe the human race is older than conventional science would place us at, but still, we are younger than the dinosaurs. We are younger than the mammoths, and we are younger than the saber-toothed tigers and many, many, many species that have long since left our planet. We are the youngest child on the planet, and we arrived at a point where we are given a choice about adaptation. Where do we adapt? Do we adapt to the critical circumstances that give consent to our survival? Or do we adapt to the opportunities of spirit to elevate us above the crisis? We are actually given that choice. And it's no accident that we appeared on the scene, regardless of what your explanation is for how and why we appeared on the scene, whether it was a moment of intentional creation, or whether it was a sudden leap of special evolution or intelligent design. Doesn't matter what your explanation of how we arrived here is. The fact is we arrived at a point where it is indigenous to our nature that we exercise a choice. And we get to have a choice. You know, I see the little lizards out here all over our property. They run around the ground and up the trees, and I talk to them. And they only have a few choices in life. Some of them are chameleons, and they go through their little color adaptations automatically. They only have a certain range of diet they can take on, and they had better cohere with the range of life that has been given to them through the process of evolution, or they cease to exist, and they had better cooperate with the designs of life to proliferate their species, create more than can ever be consumed, and so forth. We, on the other hand, have so many choices, and as a matter of fact, our range of choices is enormous. It's extreme beyond anything you could comprehend. If we look at how far human beings can go down on the dark side, think of the horrible atrocities that have been created intentionally by human beings. That was a choice, my friends. And then think of the incredible choices of a positive, enlightened, loving nature that have been made by others, even if it meant forfeiting their physical life to accomplish it. The range is beyond comprehension almost, how far we can take this realm of choice. And this is part of our identifying quality. And part of that choice is directly related to how we relate to energy that is available to us to utilize for the betterment of our life and the life of others. The energy we receive can be assimilated into our heart, body, mind, soul, and being to use for solving problems, healing, nurturing, laughing, creating, uniting with others, sharing common interests, and really, literally moving humanity up the ladder of possibility. And that's what's being offered to you today. Now, you do have to assimilate it. It's not going to just come to you and bounce off into the universe, having had some kind of instant effect that it caused and you didn't consent to. You have to want it. You have to ask for it. And that's why we ask you to be in a state of prayer while the blessing is being delivered. Be in prayer for whatever is important to you, whoever, whatever you love, whoever, whatever you want to see improvement for, what you would like your life to become. Be in prayer on that level. That's your way of asking and receiving this energy. And you might be thinking, well, Glenda, I do this all the time. Why doesn't it work, and why does it work here more than all the time when I pray? Well, it works more than you know when you pray. It's just that so often when we don't do it with others in a state of focused harmony and coherence, we become distracted from the energy, distracted from our faith, distracted from our intentions, distracted from the amount of time we take to assimilate the energy, and also even distracted by the thoughts and the words of our prayer. We can sometimes confuse the prayer for the thing itself. In other words, let's say that we're praying for someone else, someone we love, and we put all of our heart and intention into those words, and we focus upon those words, and we hold on to those words as if it were a life jacket without which we would drown and our friend would drown. And we never let go, which means we can never receive the energy we're wanting to receive. And so when we do it with others, we have more relaxation to receive. The energy is stronger. And also, our blessing givers have been taught how to be that perfect antenna that brings in this energy for you. It's kind of like a radio or TV set. If it's not tuned to the frequency, you know, you see these satellite units on rooftops. Well, that's because those satellite units on the rooftop are perfectly attuned to the satellite stations sending the energy. We can become so involved in a life that is full of challenge or negative events or negative emotions that we're just, even though we pray the words, we don't have the attunement to receive the energy that could make the difference. And so we're giving you an opportunity to connect with as many blessing givers around the world as possible. We're like little satellite stations. I think that's really what we are. We're little satellite stations for God that help those signals get to you more clearly, with more strength, more focus, so that you can better receive. But it's your prayers that constitute your ability to receive. It's your desire, your interest, and your readiness that connects with the blessings of God. And as you connect week after week, and I would definitely suggest that you come back more than once, because you will notice that as you receive the first time, you might only feel a little bit of something. And then that will change your energy to where you will receive more the next time, the next, and the next, until it's really, really a powerful signal that's coming in for you that you can use for your betterment. Sometimes you'll use it completely unconsciously, not even knowing how your heart and body are taking this energy and distributing it into the various parts of your life. But it's growing, it's applying, it's developing, and having an impact. And not only that, as you take in more energy into your life that is coming down this, well, from the radio station of God, let's put it that way, okay, the big satellite of satellites, as you take in more of that energy, you start becoming a little satellite station. And the energy is distributed more, with more availability and more strength into your community of people or environment of life or career or place of work, and you don't have to preach for this to happen. In fact, I highly recommend that you do not preach ever at all. If people really sincerely ask about it, tell them about the blessings and tell them we don't preach here. We don't say that it's better to be this denomination of Christian or better to be Christian than Buddhist. We don't preach at all, because we know that your connection with God is between you and God. And that's the way it has to be for you to get the best signal and for you to get the signal that really, really tunes into your station and allows you to have and distribute that energy the most benevolently, beneficially, and powerfully to life in your part of the world. So when they're ready, tell them about it. You know, I would even appreciate if people would Twitter about this. It's something to Twitter about, or put on your Facebook. Let people know about it. There's no catch. There's no hidden agenda. There's no punchline. There's no, and there's more. Please sign up here. Yes, I do sometimes announce webinars we're having, but it's all in the spirit of sharing my life with you. And there's never a charge. I do appreciate people who make a contribution, because we have to support staff and we have to support our blessing givers and so forth. There's always something in the real world, and your help really does make a difference. But there's lots of other ways you can help. And think about ways you can help. You know, passing it on actually helps you flow energy. It's true with every form of energy. Electrical energy needs a wire to go through. It needs a connection to go into, and then it needs an electric light to turn on, or a washing machine to run, or something. In other words, energy needs to flow, and it needs to flow from its source into various points of result and application. And as it flows into result and application, then we begin to see more and more of the benefits of that energy. So let's flow the energy. Become all you can be in terms of a light in the world for others, a positive, benevolent source of human potential in your part of the world. you will make a difference, a big difference. Hey, I see that Desmond's on the line. Hi, Desmond.
Hey, Glenda. Hello.
Hi.
Hey,
you're on.
Yeah, I had such an amazing time at the Blessing Giver Seminar, and since then, my abilities of like prophecy and empathy and telecommunication have all been substantially increased, and it's been so amazing to just have empathy and just being able to feel with life and know what's like life affirmative and have such a deeper connection with my feelings. It's been a beautiful thing. I actually went to the Catholic Church for the first time in a while, and it was so good to see my Father Jan, and he prayed for me, and one of the beautiful things is that he shared with me his love, and it created a lot of beautiful visions for me and helped me out. And I just know how powerful the blessing has been for a lot of people around me, and it's just transformed them. Just especially the image of Christ. I just love the image that you've portrayed of Christ, and lots of Christians they don't when they speak of Yeshua, they don't really see him as he really is. And just being in your seminar, it was so beautiful to see Christ as, and I mean, I've been able to see his whole body, like his whole flesh, and I just love his body so much in such a more meaningful way since that seminar. So thank you so much for portraying his true image.
Oh, Desmond, thank you. And you know, I can hear from your voice that you are extremely focused right now and very engaged with the positive side of your life. So I know you are being a positive influence for others. And some other things I'm really appreciative that you brought up. And one is about empathy. Empathy is actually sharing life and feeling with another as they feel it. And this is transmitted through energy. Most people don't realize this, but it is. It's transmitted through subtle energy. It could be the energy of a handshake or the energy we derive by just being in the environment, observing someone or getting to know someone. Sometimes it's transmitted just through the energetic aura field that is around our bodies. Just being in the vicinity of someone gives us access to the nature of their being. And also, another thing you mentioned about feeling. Feelings are themselves energy. And this has been demonstrated. This is not just subtle energy. This has been demonstrated in laboratory studies with encephalographs, studying brain waves, studying impulses in the body and the flows of energy in our body as emotions change. It's all energy. As a matter of fact, we are a conscious integration of energy for the distribution of God's love on earth. And that's what I think we are as human beings. And it doesn't matter the mechanics of how we got here, that's really what we are. And I think that's why so many of the fundamentalists stick to their story, because they don't want to lose the true meaning of who we are. We are a distribution of God's energy for the further distribution of God's love on earth. And I find that receiving his blessing, his love every Sunday, makes us more exactly that. And then the difference in religion becomes insignificant. As a matter of fact, I have come to the point where I think the difference in religions is totally insignificant. The only thing that matters is what they have in common, which is God. That's all that really matters, and the love of God and the ability to bring God's love into this earth. And the more we understand the subtle energy of God's distribution of love back into us so that we can have an optimal life, the more we understand that. And one last thing to be said before we go into the blessing is that we each have in our body a perfect template for healing. And the more we bring in the love of God into our life, it only will activate the perfect template, not the diseased or challenged or derivative deviations from that perfect template. As a matter of fact, all the deviations will be made less of and eventually become very small and eliminated as the perfect template is reinforced, enhanced, and made more of. So with that, I think it's time to begin our blessing, and I would ask that the blessing givers join me. Please stand and be ready to join together around the world in offering Christ blessing. And the reason I say Christ instead of Yeshua in this is because Yeshua is one of three. And together, combined with the presence of God within ourself, it becomes Christ. And so may the blessings of the Holy Spirit, the love of Yeshua, his wisdom, his teaching, the greatness, the grandeur, the awesomeness, and the love of God be made one in the Christ within yourself, that the perfect template may be activated, enriched, and made a beacon of love and light into the world. And I would like to begin with an invocation to Yeshua, because he is the one that stands beside us as this blessing is conveyed. And then we will move directly into the conveyance of energy, during which you will be praying your prayer. As soon as we're finished, I will let you know. Then go and rest. Don't think, just rest and receive all that has been given to you. Kind of like after Thanksgiving dinner. All you want to do is rest and receive. That's what you do after a blessing. Okay. Dear Yeshua, Lord of life and friend of man, our friend through life, the one who's here and comforts us and teaches us to love more, forgive more, and reach more for the goodness of life. We thank you that in your graciousness, you are here today to help us more perfectly receive the blessings of the Holy Spirit, the love of God, and all the potential that the earth has to offer. We thank you for being with the sick and the challenged, that you may comfort their heart and they may know, even in their moments of doubt and duress, that God is with them and it is God's plan for their recovery, for their perfect recovery. We ask that we may be beacons of light that help those who feel they've been abandoned or lost find connection in this world. We thank you for all the goodness we are about to receive. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Now go rest, assimilate, body, heart, and soul. Be with God and know that you are loved. Bye-bye for now.